The Democrats continue to embarrass themselves. Al Green. Made a spectacle of himself yesterday. And they wanted attention. Aww. Aww. Y'all wanted attention? You want daddy to wipe your hanky? You want us to make sure that you're okay? Huh? You wanted to create a moment for yourself so you can be viral and then you can go back and talk to your children and say, hey, look what I did. I stood up to him. I got Trump's attention and got him to throw me out. Aww. Democrats were looking for attention yesterday, and so they had their little viral moment, and they embarrassed themselves, and this is what's happening.
You know, the Democrats' protest actually started before the president entered that chamber. The Democrats on the bipartisan escort committee, the group that walks the president in, did not show up for that job. You know, the president touted the almost 100 executive orders, the 400 executive actions in 43 days that he said restored common sense. He spent a pretty good amount of time, as you mentioned, going through the specifics of what was found in DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, singling out Elon Musk, listing the millions that were found in detail. And many of the Democrats held up signs saying Musk steals and false. But the best moment, emotional moment, was DJ, who's battling cancer. He wanted to be a police officer. And during the speech, the president said the Secret Service has made him an agent. Mm-hmm. Even in that moment, you know, the gallery was split. There was a major announcement on shipbuilding. And actually, during this speech, China announced a 7.2% increase in Chinese defense spending for this year. That's almost 15% over the last 2 years. He didn't single out China, but he did say they're close to a deal on Ukraine and Russia.
So we are back with our panel, Britt Hume, Dana Perino, Harold Ford Jr., and Larry Kudlow. There's also a letter from Zelensky, which we'll get to in just a moment. But, Britt, let's get your thoughts. This was the longest speech. He is now the record holder for the longest speech to joint session of Congress, beating Bill Clinton.
This was the most boisterous, the longest, the most partisan speech I've ever heard a president give in this kind of setting, and I go back about maybe 50 years on this. I also think it may have been the most effective. I mean, if you ever doubted that Donald Trump is the colossus, the political colossus of our time and our nation, this night and this speech should have put that to rest.
And you know what the Democrats did? They made his speech even more epic. They made his speech even more epic. I don't know if y'all know, but one of the things that I said during the election cycle was when you take a strategy to say, I'm not going to celebrate or talk about the things that I'm for, I'm going to try to get you to vote against Donald Trump. Most Democrats that I talked to, they didn't vote for anything that they believed in on the Democratic side. They voted against Donald Trump. So they were willing to sink their own selves and sink America just because they didn't like Donald Trump. And in that instance, right, you make him more epic. You make him more viral. You make him more relevant than ever before. So we should be thanking you guys. When you see Jasmine Crockett, Bernie Sanders, who we'll get to his response speech a little bit later today, AOC, do y'all realize that as content creators, because I only look at these Democrat Congress people as content creators now, that the only thing that they talk about is Donald Trump, which is the same thing that they did during the election, which is why Stephen A. Smith went on The View and was saying that it's pitiful of what we're looking at from the Democratic Party. We don't see Hakeem Jeffries talking about anything relevant that you guys are doing. We don't even know y'all for anything except for being crazy. All we know y'all for is lying, stealing, cheating, being crazy, advocating for the alphabet community, not knowing what a woman is, and allowing for men to be able to go into women's sports. And then to put the cherry on top, y'all support illegal migrants in this country, displacing people that's already here. That's the only thing we know Democrats for. We don't know them for anything else. And the only thing, except instead of them going to the drawing board and saying, you know what, guys, We need to figure out a strategy that makes us relevant again, that resonates with the American people, that works on behalf of the American people, and get the message out. And instead of focusing on what we don't like about him, which just makes him bigger, we're going to focus on the things that we're doing that's great. The only thing, the only question, the only reason they're getting invited up to these platforms is to have a conversation about what they don't like about Trump, which just makes him even greater. And it's embarrassing because you just made him the record holder for probably a 2-hour speech that he probably wasn't even planning on doing. But because you wanted to make a spectacle out of yourself, you now become a fool.
All right, thanks, Brett and Martha. Welcome to Hannity. And yes, we are live. We are in Washington, D.C., where only moments ago, President Trump wrapped up his first joint address to Congress of his second term. Coming up, we got a lot of reaction analysis from several people who were inside the chamber. Senator Ted Cruz will join us, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, our Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and House Speaker Mike Johnson, and many other special guests. We'll also check in on our friends in the Democratic Party who continue to make just utter fools of themselves with their little props and disruptive outbursts and coordinated smears and even some vigorous cane waving. Take a look.
We won the popular vote by big numbers and won counties in our country. Business optimism saw its single largest one-month gain ever recorded, a 41-point jump.
Members are directed to uphold and
listen
maintain
to these children
decorum in the House and to cease
listen
any
to these
further
children.
Disruptions. That's your warning. Members are engaging in willful and continuing breach of decorum, and the chair is prepared to direct the sergeant-at-arms to restore order to the joint session.
Somebody said in the chat, I think it was Keith Murphy, the Unbeaten. Keith Murphy, the Unbeaten, said something, and I thought that it was interesting. He said, Marjorie Greene, she didn't get kicked out, and she was disrupting Biden, and that's because y'all don't have no backbone. Y'all weak. Y'all suckers. It's the reason why Zelensky felt compelled to come over to the United States of America and continue to take money out of y'all pocket. It's the reason why Russia invaded Ukraine in the first place. It's because nobody fears y'all. Y'all don't have no backbone. Y'all can't even get control of y'all own houses. All of y'all had gentle parenting when you were growing up. And so you think that your voice matters. It doesn't. It doesn't. You see how quickly Mike Johnson got control of everything that was going on in there and got the bad actors up out of there? Now, if you want to be disruptive, we're going to go ahead and have the sergeant at arms get things under control. The reason why she wasn't removed, if she was disruptive, is because y'all don't have no control. The same way that you ain't got no control in your households, you ain't got no control over your girlfriend, you ain't got no control over your boyfriends. I'm talking about the guys that's in the Democrat Party. Most of the time, 50% of the time, we know that guys in the Democrat Party got boyfriends. You soft. You soft. And don't nobody fear you. We know that we can come in with diversity, equity, and inclusion shoes on and kick over your table, and all you're going to do is say, oh my God, let's call a resource officer in order to negotiate you to get out of my house. You soft. All Democrats are today are content creators and squatters. Y'all squatters in Congress. You squatters. We don't respect y'all. Listen, if you can't even get migrants out, if you releasing migrants, that's the reason why we got the Safety Act over in Chicago where it's a no bond. That's the reason why crime is running rampant over in Chicago and Los Angeles, because you soft. That's why y'all children don't respect y'all, and y'all keep on going up there to fight the teacher instead of getting your children in order. You soft. Everything about y'all is soft. No backbone. Women don't feel compelled to say anything to you because they already know that they got to carry 75% of the load. Just give him his Xbox, baby. Give him his Xbox. At least he paying something on the rent. That's what the women keep telling me. for the guys that's Democrats. We come to your door. Hey, man, is it okay if we do this, do that, take care of this business? Hold on, let me go check with my wife first. Hey, honey, is it okay? And then your wife come out and he look just like you. He got a beard. You calling him your wife and he got a beard. Honey, let me check with my wife first. Honey, is it okay if they do this? And I just be looking. I'll be looking in the background. So that's your wife, husband. Word. We don't even, once I knock on the door the first time, because when I'm building a property, I might knock on the neighbor's door. Once I knock on the door the first time and I see you got a house husband, I don't even ask no more. We just go ahead and build on your property. If it ain't for the inspectors to tell us, hey, man, you going over the property line, I don't care. What they going to do? They soft. We expanding our deck in the backyard because they soft. That's how we look at y'all. We look at you guys as nothing. What you gonna do? Protests? I seen y'all protesting y'all jobs getting released the other day, and y'all was standing outside of the federal building with pink signs saying it was a bunch of white people, a bunch of white men. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Did y'all see that video of them protesting and they were singing? We will not go silently. We will not go silently. Oh, y'all just be embarrassing yourselves. We be like, look at these cupcakes out here.
In just a moment, while Democrats, they play stupid games with their performative stunts, President Trump is on the move. The nation saw that tonight in all of its force, if you will. In only six weeks, we have seen more action, more results from the Oval Office than almost anyone thought possible. Let's take a look.
I return to this chamber tonight to report that America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back.
Y'all didn't see
our
that video?
Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before. And we have ended weaponized government where, as an example, a sitting president is allowed to viciously prosecute his political opponent, like me. How did that work out? Not too good. Within hours of taking the oath of office, I declared a national emergency on our southern border, and I deployed the U.S. military and Border Patrol to repel the invasion of our country. And what a job they've done. As a result, illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever recorded, ever. To unshackle our economy, I have directed that for every one new regulation, 10 old regulations must be eliminated, just like I did in my very successful first term. And I have stopped all government censorship and brought back free speech in America. It's back. We've ended the tyranny of so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion policies all across the entire federal government and indeed the private sector and our military.
I'm about to pull it up for y'all. I know y'all thought I was wrong.
Country will be woke no longer. I also signed an executive order to ban men from playing in women's sports.
Now, who would protest that? You know who would protest that? These people right here. These are the type of people that would protest that.
We shall not be moved. We're fighting for the climate. We shall not be moved.
Fuck that.
Liberal, so much. You guys are the greatest of all time. Honest to God, I will never, ever complain. I think you guys should protest till your hearts are full. I think that you guys should absolutely protest till your hearts are content.
We shall not be moved.
Y'all thought that I was lying. Oh my God. Oh Lord, Lord, bless us with laughter. Y'all, I love you guys. I love you guys. I think that y'all are the best. You know what? I'm about to make this one of my sound, one of my things that I do. When I hit a sound.
We shall not be moved. We're fighting for the climate.
Oh, thank God for y'all's sake that these are the people that didn't try to enslave us 650 years ago. We would have came over here and enslaved y'all. I ain't even gonna cap. Y'all would have been our suckers. Real talk. If these were the people that were trying to enslave us, because I know that y'all ancestors are rolling over in your grave. They have to be rolling over in their grave. If these were the people that had it tried to do the transatlantic trade, slave trade, that would have been y'all reparations right then and there. Right, we would have enslaved y'all. It would have been some cotton picking white folk out there in them streets. Because I know y'all ancestors is like, what in the devil is going on? Let me get this on pink. We got pink. Oh, let me get pink. Pink purple. Get pink purple. There we go. Pink purple. Good gosh. And then they be apologizing to black people every day. I stand with black people. Like, yeah, get up. Yeah. Where your wife at, dog? Every white man I see that's an apologist. I know. Where your wife at, bro? Yeah. Your husband's staying with us. He said that I can sleep over at your crib tonight. No. He said it's cool. He ain't even tripping about it. I stand with you and I offer my wife as tribute. I stand with black men and I offer my wife as tribute as a form of reparations to the black community for everything that my forefathers did to you guys. That's why y'all women be like, let me stop. I'm about to get all the way into after hours at this point because this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. I take my reparations payment today, please.